All right, all you podcast freaks, here it is. The Daily. How's it going? Dave Gibson in here with all the best stuff from this morning, a Thursday, August 16th. Hey, by the way, if you're a fan of The Daily Podcast, which I'm going to assume you are since you're here, why not tell the world about it? Spread the word. Let people know, hey, you missed any development today? You can find it online. It's super simple. And while you're at it, why not follow us on Instagram, JDB Show on Instagram. All kinds of goodies there. A lot of behind-the-scenes pics, memes, and perspectives from the interns. Yeah, we let them do a few things around here. But yeah, check us out on Instagram at JDB Show. But let's get to the good stuff, the whole point of this thing here. What did we do today? We talked AC/DC and Steve Perry right off the bat. And one of those people joined us today. It was the one who's been out of the game for the last generation, practically over 20 years. Steve Perry, indeed. John had never talked to him, but that came to a halt today. He called us up and spent a good amount of time with us. I'm going to combine both the segments we did with him into one here. And we talked about a support peacock that made the news earlier in the year. Had a what the hell is that sound for us all to try and decipher. Paul McCartney, he's out with a new song, and it's rather naughty. And speaking of music, we hit our social media and prompted you to tell us the intros to classic rock songs that you just got to turn up when you hear them. So turn this intro up while you're at it, and let's launch into the Daily Podcast.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. You know, I ruined that song for myself many years ago.
Why?
Because years ago, we came up with this version of it.
If you're having trouble with your bunya friends, you got a thing for yous. Been counting sheep, but you're not in bed. Here's what you gotta do. Get out the barn, stay up.
Do you know where
barn.
This is going yet?
Go read a I'm nursery so. Rhyme. 976 B-A-A-A. That kind of love's a crime. Hey, dirty deeds. Done with shit. Dirty deeds.
I can't hear that song without hearing this.
Well, that it's, I sing whenever I hear American Pie. I sing Weird Al's version of it. It's like a Star Wars version of it. You're going to be a Jedi. It's ridiculous.
It is 74 degrees outside right now. Temperature will get to 93, and the forecast just says hot and steamy. Says nothing about the sun, says nothing about the clouds. All it says is hot and steamy. Temperature getting up to 93 degrees, 74 degrees outside at the moment. A lot of radio program ahead of us, but really the most important part of the show today, 7:30 this morning, former Journey singer Steve Perry is going to call in. We're going to talk to him. 20 years. It has been 20 years since he's... I mean, there's been the odd, you know, little snippet from him here and there, right? But overall, he hasn't spoken to anybody, hasn't done anything. He's got... You maybe heard Debbie yesterday or Andre playing the new song from Steve Perry. We will get to it when we talk to him.
Have you ever spoken to him ever?
No, never. Never. Wow. in the course of
bucket
my
list. I mean, there's, a handful of people, max, that you haven't...
Yeah. I mean, it might be more than a handful, but probably about a dozen. Wow. Probably about a dozen people I've never gotten around to talking to and, you know, and would like to, you know. But Steve Perry is definitely one of them, so I've got a career's worth of questions to ask him.
I'm glad I found you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Maybe you can help me.
Want to get laid? Crawl up a chicken's ass and wait.
102.9 MGK.
Someone who's no longer with us. I didn't want to say that just yet, but okay, right? Do you remember a story a while ago? A woman got on a plane, a United Airlines flight, with her emotional support peacock?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the emotional support peacock.
Oh, no.
Dexter is gone. All right, the Peacock's owner, a New York City-based artist, revealed on Instagram account yesterday, specifically, right, created for Dexter, that the peafowl died at 1 p.m. on July 22nd.
Oh, God.
All right.
Did they say how?
And says no. His
ran over on the tarmac.
His passing was sudden and unexpected.
He was eaten by something.
All right. Dexter defied stereotypes and brought joy and magic to all who encountered him. It was an honor to know him and a privilege to share his life journey. All right. Really, lady? Really? This is it's a damn Peacock.
He did kids' birthday parties.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, you know, what do you do? What do you do when you lose your support animal?
Are you grieving the loss of your emotional support peacock?
Oh, Dexter. Oh, how I miss you so.
Now, you can get the support you need with an emotional support hamster, the animal that supports you emotionally while you grieve the loss of your emotional support peacock.
Mr. Nibbles, you've been such a good friend and I... Oh, no. Oh, no, Mr. Nibbles isn't breathing. Oh, no.
And now you can cope with the loss of your emotional support hamster by adopting an emotional support chimpanzee, the animal that supports you emotionally while you grieve the loss of your emotional support hamster, who is helping you grieve the loss of your emotional support peacock.
Oh, Chim Chim, you've helped me through this tough time, and I... Chim Chim, no! Oh!
You're on your own, buddy. Emotional support hamsters and emotional support chimpanzees. Adopt one today.
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion!
102.9 MGK.
And the question at hand is...
What the hell is that?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for What the Hell Is That? We will open this up to the audience if no one in the studio can figure it out. 215-263-WMGK. I think you'll be able to figure out what it is, but where it's coming from is really the question at hand. Hmm. So, what the hell is that this morning?
Sounds horrible.
Yeah. So what?
What the hell is that?
Steve, you want to give it a shot?
Oh, man. Is that a hard garden rake against a chalkboard?
No, it is not a hard garden rake against a chalkboard.
About as pleasant as that. It sounds motorized. It sounds like it's a high-pitched, motorized... something or other, but also kind of sounds like a vuvuzela.
Okay.
So I'm really confused.
Cindy, you want to take a shot?
Well, I was going to say it's a giant's fingernail against the blackboard.
Right, right.
But no, it just sounds like something mechanical, but I
Well, you're all circling around it to see if anybody can figure out. It is something mechanical, but what is that mechanical thing? 215-263-WMGK. We'll give you a shot at it here in the studio. What's going on the roadways?
Well, we do have jam traffic on the westbound Schuylkill, first from Passyunk through south, then from the Boulevard to Belmont, just volume. On the eastbound side of the expressway, it's slowing down from Gladwin to Belmont, from City Avenue to Spring Garden. Traffic still being detoured and weighing on 320 between Upper Gulf Road and the Schuylkill Expressway to repair damage from Monday's flooding. On 95, volume delay southbound from Bridge through Girard. 42 northbound's just slow at this point from 55 through 295. 55 jamming up northbound north of Deptford into 42. This traffic update brought to you by Longwood Gardens. Longwood Gardens Festival of Fountains puts on performance after performance of water and wonder all summer long. Don't miss its stunning main fountain garden. Reserve tickets at longwoodgardens.org.
All right, you want to hear it one more time?
Sure.
All right, we may have stumped the audience as well on this one. It is something mechanical. Say that much. The question is what is that mechanical thing? And why would you even deal with it if it was making that noise?
So, and there's a little girl around it for some reason.
Yeah, there's a little girl around it as well. All right, so 215-263-WMGK. Let's see. Let's give we'll start off this morning with Ian. Ian, good morning to you. How you doing?
Hi, John. How's it going?
It's going well. How's it going for you?
Good. So I'm going to drive to work.
Okay. So where are you going? Where are you working?
Out
of Bluebell.
Oh, Bluebell?
Okay, all right. All right, well, enjoy your day with your numbers and your calculator. All right. All right. So what do you think, Ian? What the hell is that? What is that sound?
A table saw cutting some wood.
A table saw? You know, God, that's actually good. Yeah. That's actually good, but no, I am sorry. That, my good man, is incorrect. Right. Takes us over to Lisa. Lisa, what the hell is that?
Hi, John.
Hi.
I think it's a train coming into the station.
All right. Good guess. No, when you hear this, though, you're going to be in shock that somebody was actually dealing with it at the time. All right. Let's bring us to R. Your name is R? Or is it Rob? Well,
R.
R. Right.
Hey, you.
All right.
Did you hear the click on your phone? Right, that means you're on the air.
All right. We'll go back to him. All right. Tom, what do you think it is?
Is it a train coming to a stop?
Is it a train coming to a stop?
Is there
just
an
like
echo?
There was an echo, as the last woman said. No, I am sorry. Incorrect. Rhonda, what about yourself? Let me guess. You're going with train?
I'm going to Subway, yeah.
Subway, okay, still train. Still not a train. Okay, that leaves us with, look, guy, I don't know what your name is supposed to be. It didn't come up on my board. But as far as we're concerned, you're R. That's all we have, right? You're the only person I'm talking to right now, so you got to talk back to me. He just doesn't get it. He doesn't realize
there's
it's
a click when we pick up your phone.
All right. Let's go with last one here, Mike. Mike, what the hell is that? What is that sound?
Good morning, guys. I think it's a roller coaster.
A roller, you know, that's close.
What?
A roller coaster, close.
That's
but
close?
No guitar. That's close. Believe it or not, that is the sound of a man and his young daughter who are riding on a Ferris wheel.
Oh,
and
stop.
All of a sudden, this starts
no.
to happen. I would be screaming my head off. God. Stop this thing. Get me the hell off of it.
Can I get a bucket of WD-40?
Right, right. And there's video to this. And he's him and his daughter sitting there like, oh, ain't that funny? Yeah, well, until it falls over.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their link. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just that thing.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
Paul McCartney, on the other hand, Cindy, you're going to love this one.
Okay.
Paul McCartney has a new album out called Egypt Station. Actually, it's not out yet. It doesn't get released until September 7th. Right? But he's been releasing singles from it. And the new one is For You. That's what it's called, For You. Well, actually, it's not For You. It's For You. Right? F-U-H-U. All right, but he means For You.
Oh, that's, like with his accent.
For You. With his accent, right? Except when you hear him say For yeah. You, it doesn't sound like me saying For You. All right, when he sings this out.
I just want to know how you feel. Want a love that's so proud and real. You make me want to go out.
Okay, here it comes.
Naughty Paul. He is cheeky.
He is
with this head.
Very, very cheeky with this head.
Kind of like that.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John, yes. Wait, what?
Yep.
Oh, God.
John DeBella.
I am speechless.
102.9 MGK.
Eventually, we get to talk to everybody, and it has taken me a career to get this guy on the phone. Steve Perry is on the phone. Of course, he's got a brand new album coming out. It doesn't come out until October 5th called Traces, but the new single, we debuted it yesterday, Noah Rasin. Hiya, Steve.
Gosh, John, thank you so much for playing yesterday. I so appreciate it.
That's quite all right. Well, we're about to play it again for anybody who didn't hear it. We were playing it all day yesterday. But,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got a career's worth of questions for you.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go.
Let's start with this. Why did you quit? Where did you go? There's two questions.
Why did you quit? Where did you go? Those are the good questions. Well, I was totally burned out. You know, I always loved music, and since a little kid, I had passion for music. It kind of saved my life when my parents split up when I was a kid, and I got into 45s and all the nuances of the music that I was loving at the time. And when I joined Journey, that feeling, that reaching for those moments was there, and it continued. And at some point, because we worked so hard, I got burnt out. I really did. Mm-hmm. And I started to worry because my passion for music was going away, and that was really concerning me. And you know, John, back in those days, we would come to Philly, and we used to play the Spectrum in Philly, by
the way.
Oh,
yeah. You know? Oh, yeah.
I guess they tore it down. I don't know.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah. But it was one of my favorite places of all to play was the Philly Spectrum. And, you know, when my passion for music was starting to wane, you know, we all started reaching a bit for exterior enhancements, if you know what I'm talking about.
Well, it was the 80s.
Okay, all right, so now we know what we're talking about. But the problem is that I knew that was going to be a downward slope. And so my heart told me the only thing I need to do is stop. And it was not a popular idea with a band. It was certainly not going to be a popular idea with the fans. So I just didn't talk about it. I didn't say nothing to nobody. Just one day, I can't do this anymore. And they went, what? You know, I just can't. I got to stop. And I did.
After you stopped, people speculated on all kinds of reasons.
I know.
But you never really responded to any of that. Was there a reason for that?
It was none of my business to chase after speculations or rumors. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still feel that way, honestly. I stay out of all that. It's really none of my business. And I will tell you, one of the rumors was that I had throat cancer.
Right.
That got started because my mother was very ill, and I took her to Houston at the Houston Med Center, and she was in the radiology area trying to get some scans done. And so people saw me sitting. They didn't know my mother.
Okay.
They just saw me sitting there, and they put two and two together. By the way, John, to the point that my own grandfather got a phone call from an old friend of his saying, well, did you hear about Steve? He's got throat cancer.
Oh my God.
My grandfather calls me, upset with me. Why are you don't tell me? Why you keep a secret? I said, what are you talking about? You have a throat cancer. I said, what are you talking about? So I put together, it must be I took mom to the Houston Med Center and people are talking. Swear to God, that's a God's truth, I swear.
Steve Berry is our guest. I want to get to some Journey music and then we'll come back and talk some more. You okay with that?
Okay.
In what is a rare opportunity, Steve Berry is on the phone with us this morning. So what gets you back to music? Now we've got music from you again. When did you start writing again, and why did it take so long?
I really walked away from it. Mm-hmm. With the intention of never walking back into it. And if music was going to really come back to me, then so be it. Because I'd already lived the dream of dreams, really, to be honest. And I didn't want to redo anything I already had done. So time went on, and I just lived my life. And then I met Kelly Nash, and she had been fighting for her life for 3 years with breast cancer, but she'd never know it. She looked amazing. Mm-hmm. She was just beautiful, and she was a PhD psychologist and had her own life. And that was, by the way, that was to me really attractive because she had her own life she had worked hard for.
Right.
And that meant something to me too. And so we hooked up, and just, we were inseparable. One night she asked me to make a promise to her that if something was to ever happen to her, that I would not go back into isolation. I wasn't really hiding out, mm-hmm. but I was certainly not in the music business. So when I lost Kelly, it took about two and a half years of serious grieving before I could emotionally be okay to start writing without either crying or having a writer block. So I started writing, and it just opened up the floodgates. So the record ended up having hopeful songs, happy songs, R&B songs, some really sad songs, and songs like No Erasin', mm-hmm. which are about a reunion situation, meeting somebody at a reunion that you haven't seen for a long time.
All right, so when you say in the opening of that song, I know it's been a long time coming since I saw your face, are you talking about Kelly, or are you talking about us?
I'm talking about the person that is in the reunion and you.
Okay.
The fans, you know?
So how did it feel to get back in the studio and start? Now, did you do this in your house like everybody does nowadays?
Well, I built a really, really class A studio in my house, and which I've always wanted to have. And I loaded it with all the appropriate gear, which I love. And got a great engineer by the name of Tom Flowers, and we started recording. And Tom plays guitar on a lot of the stuff, too, by the way. He's a great guitarist. And we just started recording it and bringing in drummers like Vinny Caliudo for No More Crying, or Josh Fries for No Erasin'. We just started recording, and that's how it started.
You know, we just saw Vinny with Jeff Beck here in town.
Oh, man. Oh,
he's
man.
A monster.
He crushes.
He's a monster.
He's scary. I told him one time, I said, Vinny, you know what the deal is about you? Because I'm an old drummer. I said, what you're playing is one thing, but what you're not playing is so loud. You know, it's so loud between the notes that when you are playing, the stuff between it is just as loud. I said, Vinny, I'm getting it from both sides, man. And he started laughing. He says, yeah, man, I like that.
You know? Okay, the album doesn't come out until October. Are you going to go and support this album? And we do. We have replaced the Spectrum. Right? Yeah. Just so you know. Right?
What's it look like now? It doesn't look the same, though.
No, it doesn't look the same. Basically the same shape. It's a sort of that, you know, big zero. Right?
You know, the old Spectrum had such a steel ceiling. It was just this big erector set, that place. And the reason I loved it is because everything sounded so bright and huge in there, and I love echo. So, like, Spectrum came with amazing echo. every time we play the Spectrum, it was truly one of my favorite places to play.
But let's get to the question, will you take this out on the road?
Well, we're talking about that, but right now I'm really, really concentrating on the fact that it took forever. It really has been a long time coming for me.
You're talking about calling me?
Well, it's just been a long time to get that feeling to write music again and feel good about it. And I mean, there's so many aspects of making a record. There's mixing, arranging, mastering with Bob Ludwig. I mean,
God.
yeah, he did this record. He did a beautiful job. True, by the way, he's a genius. So I'm more into talking about the emotional aspect of all the different kinds of music on this record.
Mm-hmm. So if you were to go out, would you want to do big arenas, or would you want to do something a little more,
I don't really know. That's a discussion we haven't really had to that degree yet. There has been some talk, but we haven't got that far yet.
All right. Well, look, I want to get to the song. I want to thank you for taking the time. Please promise me, because, you know, I'm old. I don't know how much longer I'm going to live.
You're old.
I think you only got a year on me. So.
So you're 60?
There was a joke.
Say yes. Just say yes.
I'll just say yes. Okay, fine.
Okay.
Thank
you. Okay. All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Okay, great guy. Great
that
guy.
That was awesome.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Great name.
Guy.
Great name.
Right? You know, really, it was just a great opportunity to get to talk to Steve Perry. If you missed any of that, you know what, Dave, when you do the podcast later on, make it all one piece.
Oh, no doubt.
You make it all one piece. Yep. Don't put the song in between, you know. It would be the better way to do it. All right.
Well, we don't want to get sued either.
Yeah, right. We don't.
There's that.
That's one of the reasons why the songs don't pop up in the podcast.
Correct.
Because we're not allowed to put them.
The John Bella podcast. John DeBella.
But we posted this on our Facebook page the other day, on our Facebook page, on the station Facebook page. Basically, what song intro, when you hear that intro, immediately makes you crank it up. Now, some people were sending in multiple songs.
Sure.
Some people were sending in their favorite songs. We had to kind of cipher through it all and figure out, all right, which people here are actually working on the intro. So when you hear the intro to what song, what sets you off?
It's the drum beat in Refugee.
Really?
I love it. I don't know why. I've always loved it.
Yeah. All right. Because usually one would think there would be a more energetic song than that. You know,
yeah, so. But it's the drum kicks right away. Mm-hmm. It kicks in right at the top of the song, and I love it. I love the beginning of Refugee.
Well, my favorite has a great drum beginning also, Born to Be Wild. I hear
another
that one. Drum
yeah,
crack.
Yeah,
and
that's
I've been
very similar, actually.
I've been saying it for years. I hear that drum crack. It is, you know, open the windows, crank up the radio, downshift, floor it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't care how much traffic I'm in.
Parking lot.
It causes me lots of problems. Do you have one?
Mine starts out with a ton of drums, but I think it's on our list. So no spoilers.
Okay.
No
spoilers. All right. No spoilers. Yeah. All right. So let's get to what came out as the top 10 of when I hear this intro, I got to crank up the radio. And we start out with Alex Freight, who says, Sweet Home Alabama, because they tell me to.
Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one, Alex. Darn. Her name is Dawn.
And her brother Dan.
And her last name is Hartman. Radar Love. Darn it.
But coming in at number 8, Bud Duffy. Another great name.
Right.
With Baba O'Reilly.
Baba O'Reilly.
Yeah, great intro. Right.
Number 7, Carmela Patino with Barracuda.
Don Smith. Welcome to the Jungle. That's a good one. Yeah.
That's
a good
one.
Really strong. Joe and Kathy Smith, one of those combo Facebook pages.
All right. So we don't know who voted, Joe or Kathy.
Oh, you know it's Kathy. Immigrant Song.
Immigrant Song?
Yeah.
Nah, I think it's Joe. All right. Joan Marie Alstetter went with Hot for Teacher.
That's mine.
That's yours?
There it is.
I had a feeling.
All right.
I had a feeling. All
this
right.
is another great one. It would probably be in my top 3 also. Michael Blatt, Thunderstruck.
Yeah, I would put that in my top 5 at least.
Yes.
You know.
Number two, Karen Degler with Running Down a Dream.
Now, that's in my top three.
Petty, that's a lot.
Yeah,
great strummer.
But the one that got the most votes and the first one we got it from was Dalton Walcott. This is the one that everyone's going, no, I hear that. It's Crank It Up. So crank it up, folks. It's Bruce and Born to Run.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DeBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Don't touch it!
MGK.
There are three things that I'm always going to support. I'm always going to support the hungry. I mean, I'm going to do whatever I can to help that out. Veterans, going to do whatever I can to help them out. You know, dogs, right? You know how much I love that. Well, I've got an event happening on Monday that helps all three. It's Dining Out for Dogs, Monday at 5 o'clock at all three of the White Dog Cafes. There's one on Sansom Street in Center City, or actually West Philadelphia. Two on Lancaster Avenue, one in Haverford at 379 Lancaster, and one in Wayne at 200 West Lancaster. And what we're doing is we're going to have this dinner. I'm doing it. President Steve, we're going to be part of it. We're all going to be out at assorted ones of these White Dog Cafes to help raise money for Alpha Bravo Canine. This is Jen Green, a woman who trains dogs for veterans who are suffering from PTSD, from traumatic brain injuries, and other combat-related issues. And all of the proceeds, all of the profits from that night's food is going to go to Alpha Bravo Canine, courtesy of the folks at White Dog Cafe. So here's what I'm asking you to do. Come have dinner Monday at any one of those locations, right? Go to WMGK.com or just go on the internet. Hey, where's the White Dog? Right, find the one that's nearest you, and we're going to help the Jen out, and we're going to help these vets out, and we're going to help these dogs out, all by, well, eating.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What is wrong with my radio? There's nothing wrong with your radio, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is here because we have Mickey Mouse engineering. That's what it is.
102.9 MGK.